It's an extra long weekend here in the States, and we at Retronauts have the perfect way to fight the ennui of unexpected free time. An extra long bonus episode of the show. Our latest patron-exclusive episode takes on the topic of mini-consoles. From the days of Jack-specific joysticks wired for sound, to the likes of the Nintendo Classic NES Edition and Taito Egret 2 Mini, we cover the full span of this huge, yet somehow tiny, phenomenon. Which mini-consoles are worth owning? Which should you avoid? And how come none of them let us play Heianchio Alien? You can find the answer to all these questions, except the Heianchio Alien one, at the Retronauts Patreon, patreon.com/retronauts, for subscribers who support us at the exclusive content level. $5 a month or more doesn't just get you this episode, though. It also gets you more than 2 years of existing bi-weekly exclusive episodes, plus weekly columns and mini-shows by Diamond Fight, Discord access, and more. All for $5 a month. It's the best deal in gaming. At patreon.com/retronauts.
And that was also the year that I got surgery. And I swear to God, I'm lying on the table and the anesthesiologist is behind me saying, "Hey, do you know about games, right?" Because we're talking about my job. And he's like, "Can you get me an NES Classic?" And I was like, "Well, not really now because I've got like an IV in my vein and I'm like high as hell. But no, you're not going to have any luck whatsoever. I'm really sorry to tell you that right now."
You should have been more positive. You were about to go under the knife. That person held your life in their hands.
now that you say it that way, you got a point.
You did not have a good survival instinct.
I'll give you 10,
be
please.
Like, yeah, I'll hook you up for sure. Let me call Reggie.
Let's see how the surgery goes, and we'll see if I can get you one.
But if you hit me up with the more morphine, more morphine means more NES. But I also have the SNES Classic, which of course is excellent. We have the Triple Graphics. I got that for my husband for Christmas 1 year. And I think that's all I really have for mini consoles. I was going to get the PlayStation, but I'm sure as we'll get into, it wasn't worth it in the end.
You're spoiling everything.
I'm sorry.
Kevin.
I can't help it. I'm mad about PlayStation.
Kevin, what about you?
So I remember when the very first plug-in plays were coming out, my grandmother gave me one that was just full of Activision games. It was basically just like shaped like a controller. The emulation was terrible, but it was a neat little novelty. And then like I played a few of these... few other ones like the at games flashback units. I played a little bit of those.
Yeah.
But you know, like Nadia, it wasn't until the NES Classic came along that I was came back around and decided to see what was going on with the world of mini consoles. And it turns out, you know, some people were actually doing it pretty well.
Mine were actually relatively more recent. Like I definitely fooled around with the NES and the SNES and the, you know, the Famicom and Super Famicom versions when they came out, because various people I knew had them. But the first ones I actually bought for myself were the arcade focus ones. So like the Astro City Mini and the Egret 2 Mini more recently.
Yeah, and as for me, this is kind of my job. My career, my whatever I do, my existence. So I've been tracking all of them and accumulating all of them. And some of them I regret more than others. Mm. Some of them I'm very proud of. But others I'm like, why did I even take this out of the box?
It looks nicer in the box. I should have kept it there.
Yeah, because
the boxes usually are like very accurate recreations of the original boxes.
They're nice.
Yeah, I've never actually opened the PlayStation one because I bought it and then tried it. And said, "Wow, no, bad, terrible. Why did this happen?" But fortunately, the standard, you know, the quality bar for these is generally higher than what Sony put out. I don't understand. Well, I kind of do, but I want to say I don't understand. How could it be so bad?